Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, supported by the PHA Group, where we meet with entrepreneurs and business leaders from around the world to find out what makes them tick. Today, we're joined by Brianne West, founder of the world's first full-range zero-waste beauty brand, Etique. So what inspired you to set up the world's first zero-waste beauty brand?
Back in 2012, I wanted to create a company with purpose that was beyond just making money. I'd had a couple of companies beforehand, and whilst they were fun and taught me the basics of running a business, they didn't have any point other than making money, and that didn't really drive me to get up in the morning. So with this, I'm quite an environmental person, and when I started to delve more into the cosmetics industry and how wasteful it really is, I thought with my science degree, this is an area that I could make an impact. And so I tried, or I think we have, created the world's most sustainable cosmetics company.
I think you might have done. So last week, you launched in the UK for the first time, so that's very exciting. So what can you tell us about the UK market and sustainability, and what led you to launch in the UK?
Well, actually, some of the largest amount of demand has come from the UK for us, which is pretty exciting, but not all that unexpected, because certainly from what I can see, the UK and Europe at large are quite environmental, certainly some countries more than others, obviously. So that's not a huge surprise. About 9 out of 10 Brits admit to making unsustainable choices every day. And that, whilst a little bit shocking, it's not surprising because, I mean, you don't really have a great deal of choice. There's no real waste-free companies out there. They're certainly not mainstream. It's hard to go out every day and not make a choice that negatively impacts on the environment. And I understand that. So what's great is that about 2/3 of people are willing to make these changes. So all we need to do is provide people an alternative, and voila, we've started solving the problem.
And I think it was around 1/3 of Brits said that they actually wished there were more zero waste brands available to them.
Magic. See? Look, people are keen to make a difference. There's very few people out there who don't care.
What is coming next for Etique? Are there any exciting new ranges that we can look out for?
Ooh, there's about 28 new products this year. So we have the baby range. So we have Little Etique coming out probably June, which comprises 6 products from all the way from bubble bath to like a balm to powder product. So that's exciting. We have, personally, I'm most excited about the new dog range, which is coming out. So this is expanding on our current Bow Wow Bar, which is a dog shampoo, but to increase the range a little bit. And it's super cute. And we have some more shampoos coming out. We have a shampoo and conditioner specifically for blondes or grey haired people. We've got an awful lot on, and expanding into new markets around the world, and just taking plastic free to the people.
Why does it matter if it's plastic free in terms of beauty products or just general products around the home if people are recycling plastic?
People may be recycling plastic, but unfortunately, recycling centres aren't. So we've only ever recycled about 9% of plastic ever made. So that's a pretty horrific statistic, and you think that you're doing the right thing, and you are, by putting your bottles and whatever in your recycling bin and having them taken away. But unfortunately, we produce so much waste that recycling, they just can't handle it. Often it is shipped off to countries that are developing, and they don't have the infrastructure to deal with it either. So it's stockpiled, it often gets into the waterways, and it ends up in our oceans. Recycling is not the answer. We need to stop producing virgin plastic.
So now on to our 10 quick fire questions. You ready?
I am. Go, go.
Describe what you do in one sentence.
Oh dear God, I rid the world of plastic bottles.
Why does your business exist?
To rid the world of plastic bottles.
When did you know you had made it? When the world was ridded of plastic bottles?
When we started getting interest from big retail chains around the world.
Who is the one person who helped you most throughout your journey?
My COO, Tristan.
How many hours sleep do you get a night?
Oh, I don't sleep very well. On and off, 4 or 5. Honestly, I wake up in the middle of the night and think of cool ideas.
How do you manage your time?
Badly. I have a lot of help. My team are amazing. I'm a creative mess and they organise me.
What would you say is your biggest mistake?
Listening to people who had advice or thoughts contrary to mine and just going against my gut feeling because they were theoretically more experienced than I. So my advice has always been, just because someone comes to you and says you should do something and they have experience or they have authority, really make sure it resonates with your own reasons, because just because they're experienced doesn't mean they know everything.
Which segues nicely into our next question. What would you say is your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs?
We have a lot of people come to us and ask for mentoring advice. And I often ask these entrepreneurs, you know, what makes your product different? Why is it that I would buy yours over anyone else's? And disappointingly, a number of times they can't answer that question. So before you go out and create a product, you need to know why your product is different. I mean, it can be as simple as price, or it can be it's a completely new product or whatever. But if you don't know that, how on earth can you communicate that to your customers?
Oh, no. What would you say is the one thing that sets you apart from other entrepreneurs?
I don't subscribe to this idea that entrepreneurs are this magical mix that happens in certain people. I think the one thing that most business people have is, I think the thing that sets business people apart is their persistence or their grit, whatever you want to call it, because it's really hard starting and creating and running and growing and scaling a business. It's really hard. And I think lots of people out there have great ideas, but they're probably, the romantic notion of business is nothing like what the reality is. So you've got to have a bit of grit about you.
And segue, this isn't one of the quick fire questions, but you were saying earlier that Etiq is your third business. What did you learn from the first two that has made Etiq, what I think is fair to say, quite a success today?
Probably two major things. Number one is that you can't ignore finances. I couldn't be really less interested in the financial aspect. If we didn't have to charge money, it'd be great, but kind of wouldn't work. And I ignored accounting to my detriment. So that was a hard lesson to learn, but a good one. And second was that the most important thing of any business is the people involved in it. And it is so important to get people to balance out your weaknesses, but also to get people who are on board with the passion, because there'll be some days where you think, oh, it's too hard, there's no point, no one cares, and those people will back you up on those days. People are the best bit about Etiq.
Okay, so now for the actual 10th question. What is your party trick?
I like giving people really depressing information about things that they love.
Like chocolate.
Like chocolate.
Yeah.
Go on, break that stat out.
So chocolate is one of the most, is one of those products that has, it will almost always have child labour in the supply chain. Isn't that depressing? Yes. And horrific? But you know what? It's changing and improving. So I have faith that this will be something that improves. But yeah, in all honesty, it is something my team remark up on a little, is I often ruin things for them.
Thank you, Brianne, for joining us. Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we meet with entrepreneurs and business leaders to find out what makes them unique.